1240 AM WSBC. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Yeah.
This show is presented to you by the BCT, the Big Corner Tavern.
That's correct.
In North Riverside, Illinois.
Yeah.
Go on in, say hello to Tim or Julie, the proprietors.
Yep.
Get yourself a nice cold drink of Guinness. Mm-hmm. And touch them pushies.
Oh, tickle them.
They got slot machines at the BCT.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Win millions.
Win millions. Fractions of millions.
Yeah.
Fox's Beverly Pizza. Yep. Every time I have a Fox's Pizza, I feel like a million. Mm-hmm.
I feel like a fraction of a million.
It's on Western Avenue. If you're out in the Beverly neighborhood and you want a little tavern style cut and squares deal.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese and sausage, well done.
Mm. Eat about six of those.
Eat 60. Foxes. Madden Funds. You got any money? Call Mike or Dan Madden and we'll put it to good use.
You win any money on those pushies at BCT? Call them.
Absolutely.
Don't know what to do with it.
We're going to make it grow inside the real pushy market.
Yeah.
Or you can throw everything away and call the Flood Brothers.
That's right.
And they'll be there to pick it up for you.
Yep. They do. They clean your garbage.
And Guinness Irish Stout. Guinness is good for you. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always to my left, twin brother Billy.
Hey, what's up?
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hi, and welcome back.
Thank you.
I hope everybody had a nice Easter holiday.
Yeah.
Was that right?
Was it? All right.
There's a lot of sickness going around.
Everywhere
right,
in the world.
You said you had the whole family.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't here last week.
Yeah.
One of those.
The world's greatest headache.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's the worst.
It's brutal.
It sucks.
And everyone gets COVID panicked and goes, what do we do?
Yeah, we don't really think about COVID anymore.
I don't know. I don't know if many people do.
Ours was more like stomach issues.
Oh, boy.
Constipation.
Gastrointestinal.
Yeah, Children's Gastro Tracks. Oh.
Children's Gastro Tracks is the name of an album by Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
By Bob Dylan Poo.
Children's Gastro Tracks.
Children's Gastro Tracks.
And then, you know, that's about it. Easter was good, though. The Easter Bunny, you guys talked a lot about the Easter Bunny.
Heavily last episode.
Yeah. I did not run into him.
Didn't see him?
No, but he did visit the house.
Oh. Of course he did.
Yeah.
He drives a Camaro.
I've heard these things.
He does donuts on your front lawn.
Yeah.
And then he throws the eggs in your house.
Yeah, the Easter Bunny made an appearance many times at every single house that was visited.
In America.
Yes.
And the world.
And in my family.
I didn't eat any Easter candy, surprisingly.
Get out of here.
No.
I ate a lot.
Yeah. I didn't eat any
Easter candy. You like the chocolate Easter candy, or do you like the sugar Easter candy?
I don't like the pure milk chocolate, like little eggs. Those are...
Like the Cadbury's?
Yeah.
That's too much.
No, but they have like the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah, the Reese's Bunnies.
I had about 75 of those.
Okay. Good.
Bad.
Did anybody get an elaborate Easter gift, like, you know, a pair of Jordans or a Puma or something like that, an exotic animal?
We're not the Kardashians.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I wonder what Kim Kardashian got for Easter.
Kim Kardashian got for Easter?
A helicopter blade.
Sure, why not?
Free helicopter repair.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a helicopter repair for Easter. It's not going to be
so
that
boring.
Big of a deal. It's so boring. My husband sucks.
She's not married. She's on the market.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian.
She's on the pushy market.
Yes, she is.
There's a camera.
Mike, our producer, has pulled up a picture of an Easter bunny driving a super sport.
That's a beautiful car. That's a Camaro. Yeah, that's unbelievable that you found that exact picture of what I just said.
Everything we talk about on the show, as silly as it gets, somehow exists. I said that
people aren't making money off it except us.
The last time Mike
correct.
Exactly. They're thinking of this stuff before of us. I said, I wonder if anybody paints their horse in Ireland green for St. Patrick's Day. I found a picture immediately.
Yep. Dracula movies and
Larry
Flint documentaries.
That's where it hasn't happened yet, but that's coming.
It's out there.
There's many docs on Flint, but there's no award winning. Docs on Flint.
How was your guys' Easter?
Johnny Dorito's pitch to.
Did you guys hunt for Easter eggs?
No, not me. I went to Mass with these guys and then went home, took a little snooze, watched the Masters, and then went over to
parents. You predicted his win.
I predicted Rom's win, and he was victorious.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
The
one time I don't gamble and I predict it. You know,
it's all right. Save your money.
Everything's, that's how Bill always thinks. Should I even put money on it?
Yeah. More money you lose gambling, the less money you have for candy.
That's true.
Right. That's right, Bill.
Yeah. That is very true.
The gambling counselor in Bill's life. What do you want more, candy or less money? You stop gambling, you have more candy. And this is what you love, right, Gee? You like candy, Billy?
I do like candy. I love it.
Stop gambling.
Yeah. And Pat, you went to church?
I did.
Did you wear a white suit?
I didn't. I didn't. No, I didn't get dressed up. I mean,
what do you mean?
Well, I mean,
you wear a Megadeth shirt?
No, I didn't go that far. And no one would have questioned it. Megadeth shirts are welcome on Easter, I suppose.
They have amazing artwork.
I noticed that Mass this year, it wasn't like...
I didn't go.
You know, there were some people in suits and stuff like that. Understandable. But I didn't see any of the crazy, like, Easter outfits that, like, from a lot of women. Sometimes you see a lot of these, like, you know, the big Easter bonnet hats and, like...
Kentucky Derby
style. Yeah, it's like a Derby style. Yeah. I didn't see...
Drunk Easter.
Yeah,
no,
Drunk Easter.
No, it's Drunk Easter there. Yeah, I mean, just to make a point, and I don't want to toot my own horn, but I do attend Mass weekly, right?
Yeah.
And everybody that has a suit on or, you know, a goofy hat or white bucks in a big seersucker suit...
Yeah.
We only see them a couple times a year.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. Right. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, that guy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sudi Magudi.
Sudi Magudi. And the whole family's going to pretend to be, you know, Catholics, and then they're all going to go out to eat at, you know, the Drake later.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we're at home, you know, waiting for that Easter Bunny to pull up in the Camaro so we can.
I don't think Jesus would even like the Easter Bunny.
I don't think, no, not at all. Jesus, I mean, it takes kind of, the guy comes back to life. And he has to compete with a cartoon character.
Zombie Jesus. He has to compete with Jesus.
Zombie Jesus Easter Bunny. How's that for a Roger Corman
Zombie
movie?
Zombie Jesus versus Easter Bunny.
Zombie Jesus versus the Easter Bunny.
That sounds
Bunny.
Like an awesome movie.
Not as good as Egg Roll.
Egg Roll's just also general, amazing.
Yes.
Egg Forgot about Egg Roll.
Egg Roll's like Oscar worthy.
Yep.
It's just a movie about
Egg Rolls.
Yeah. An Asian family eating Chinese food.
Yep.
That's what Patty said.
Well, yep. They did. I mean,
forgot about that. Thanks for bringing up egg roll.
No problem. We also said at one point, I was listening to older shows, that during the Masters, that Phil Ponce and his son were going to play a song before the Masters. I forget. Love Song by Tesla.
Wow, that was an old episode,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it was like five, maybe... 2017.
How does Love Song by Tesla go?
Love is all around you. Oh. Yeah. Bring it up, Mike. It's a good jam. Maybe we should play a little Love Song by Tesla.
Maybe.
Huh? For John Rahm.
The Ponces?
For Rahm and his wife.
For John Rahm. Or for the Ponces, who we haven't mentioned in a long time on the program.
Screw the Ponces.
We haven't. The Ponces have entered the sphere of the Hoolies Hooli again.
We haven't had a reason to fight them lately. We always challenge them to
fight.
No,
they've been
though.
Under the radar. They notice with their mouth shut. They learned their lesson.
The Ponces have no idea who we are, and yet they're going to find out at some point, right? They're going to dig back in deep into all of our episodes.
They'll never find out. No one will ever hear these episodes. No one's ever listened to this show.
Yeah. But that's a strong possibility of that.
Yeah.
Except for us.
And us four.
Yeah. Yep. And there's 10,000 listeners. I do know that. We have metrics on that.
Where did you guys watch the Masters, Clay? Did you watch it at home?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I watched it. Well, no, I went to a couple family parties too, and
it kind of stuck. I mean, well, I kind of liked it because it was normally it's you know on the Sunday it's in the afternoon, but it was fun to wake up and then like it was on immediately when I woke, like right after I got home from church, I was like, it's on, and because it got postponed on Saturday, so that was kind of fun to watch. Like, okay, well, like we just saw you know what Rahm and who was
Koepka.
Brooks Koepka.
We're neck and neck.
I mean, he's
Phil
like the
Mickelson.
Evil, he's the
incredible,
evil,
right, Mike? Yeah.
Evil villain now, Mickelson.
How about his
he
new
look?
He wears
all black and, like, yeah.
He's part of the Live Tour.
I kind of like his new look.
He's embracing his
It's
evilness.
Like he's taking on kind of a Paul Newman color of money.
No, he's like Hulk Hogan NWO.
He lost a lot of weight. I noticed that as well. Yes,
Yo, you think the new Mickelson is like Hollywood Hogan?
Exactly.
When Hogan, I see what
you're
saying.
What was Mickelson wearing 15 years ago? He was wearing colorful stuff.
He was wearing like a Barclays, you know, golf shirt.
Yeah, but it was, you know, he had a little.
He always had black shoes. He was kind of conservative.
That'd be funny if he did do that and like took like, you know, like he had the Hollywood Hogan look like while he was golfing.
He's a hard ass now.
While he was golfing, he had the
hard ass
like
Mickelson.
Like the drawn in black beard. You know what I mean? Like, that's who shows up to the course with that.
He's
like, I'm Hollywood Phil Mickelson.
I'm Hollywood Phil.
That would be amazing.
He wears an NWO golf shirt in honor of Hollywood.
He wears an NWA shirt. Straight out of Compton.
Oh, Phil. But yeah, I mean, that was incredible for the lefty there. You know.
Yeah. I mean,
what is it? The second highest finish of an oldest player in history. He broke that record, which is. Part of me wanted to see an utter collapse out of Rahm, and then
I wanted to see
Nicholson
Phil
have to have come out of the clubhouse, and you know that would have been
and play him in a playoff. Yeah.
Yeah. But
I see what you mean, though. The stylings of Phil Mickelson, Clay.
Stylings.
Yes, the stylings of Mickelson. Look at his new look. It's very sleek.
He's embraced. Yeah. He knows, like, his reputation is, like, that he's a scumbag.
He shot, like, but, like, he was, like...
But you think, like, you like how his look, how he's kind of all in black with the glasses, like, here comes doom.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, thinks he's, like, a badass now.
What did
he's,
shoot,
like,
though? Did
rules.
He shoot, like, a 63 on the last day?
Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible. Like,
I want to watch Mickelson and Matt Damon fight each other.
Ooh.
That would Matt be Damon's awesome. Gonna play Mickelson. Okay, come on.
Matt Damon's playing everybody.
He's playing everybody. Who's he playing? Who's playing him? Oh, Matt Damon's playing him.
Matt Damon's playing everybody. You hear?
Yeah.
He's playing Lou Gehrig, baby.
He's playing Jesus in the Jesus Zombie
Malcolm X,
movie.
Frank Nitti.
Jose Canseco.
Jose Canseco.
Albert Brooks, the movie. Matt Damon's gonna play Albert
Paul
Brooks.
Paul Rubens.
He's gonna play Pee Wee Herman in the Pee Wee Herman story.
But.
Actually, that'd be incredible. Matt Damon as Pee Wee Herman in the Pee Wee Herman story?
No, you said like Matt Damon as Paul Rubens in the Pee Wee Herman story, which is even more insane. But I like it.
I love it, too.
Not as much as I like Big Corner Tavern, though.
Oh, that's good stuff.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can always make Pee Wee Herman jokes if you go there, and you
they
won't get
it.
Slapped or anything.
They love laughter.
They do.
They got great guacamole there, too.
Oh, nice.
Do they? Great guac.
Great.
Also, their pico de gallo is
good. They got great guac at the BCT.
Yep.
I can't pronounce guac correctly.
I'm going to go there for some, for real.
Why did you just do it like a list? They got great guac at the
BCT. I said it how parents teach their four-year-old kids to talk now.
That's how they teach their kids
they all teach kids?
A lot of young kids now, they all talk like this.
They're not taught to talk like that.
So you got, like, marbles in the mouth?
Well, that's a different discussion. That'll never happen at the BCT.
No. Well, people can talk like, you know, you have a few drinks, you might start talking like that.
Hey, stick to the guacamole,
I'm trying to get to the commercial.
Go.
You guys want to have a 10-minute conversation on...
Bill's shirt is the color of guacamole.
Child lisps. Go to the PCC. More Hula's Who returns after these.
Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan here with some exciting news. We're now recording our Hibernian radio show live on Wednesday nights at Big Corner Tavern in North Riverside, where this cozy pub sits on the corner of Cermak and First Avenue at 8405 West Cermak. Everybody's invited to join us at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays for an hour of fun, with live interviews of our Irish first responders, music, Irish obits, jokes, ribaldry, and visits to Hula Town. Big thanks for this opportunity. Go out to our friends Julie Shea and Tim Justice, proprietors of Big Corner Tavern, and our hosts who prepare the delicious food and sumptuous drinks while we honor our Irish first responders each week on HibernianRadio.org and Global Irish Radio. BCT is a terrific pub, and Julie and Tim acquired it about 4 years ago after publican stints at Duffy's Tavern. Her dad, Jerry Shea, is a retired Chicago cop who did 30 years in a job, most of it working out of the 18th District. Julie and Tim met and fell in love at Doc Ryan's for the fix's sake. Great people, great pub, great times to be had at Big Corner Tavern. Tell them Hooley sent you.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehy's pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Hey, listeners. I know we don't talk about finance much on this show, outside maybe the amazing Bitcoin the Musical, which we currently have in development. But I do want to take a moment and tell you about two brothers who make this show possible and why you should consider having an honest conversation with them about the future of your finances. Mike and Dan Madden are the brains behind Madden Funds. They've been lifelong friends to Bill Clay and me, and we entrust the Maddens with our money and the precious donations of our listeners so we don't let outrageous ideas get the best of us. And you should too. Do yourself a favor and reach out to Dan or Mike Madden today to book a consultation on the future of your finances. If you have questions about your financial future or current situation, give them a call. The number is 708-848-3200. Again, that number is 708-848-3200. Or you can visit their website, Madden Funds, at www.maddenfunds.com. Again, www.maddenfunds.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to hole number one, Phil Mickelson.
Thanks.
White shirt, now red, my bloody nose.
The crowd's going crazy.
He's wearing nose crack.
Mickelson coming out to Billie Eilish. The millennials love it.
It's very edgy now.
Oh, yeah.
I think he just did a line of cocaine before the. Oh my god!
He's getting off a black Lamborghini.
Right. He's going to Polecats later.
Everyone has their phones out. Everyone has their phones out.
He's sprawled out on a hood of a Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm. Drinking out of a straw.
Okay.
Drinking a Monster energy drink.
Spitting it back at the audience, and they're loving it.
Anyway, welcome back, Hooli's Hooli, round two. Thanks for the bump.
Thanks for the visual.
Before, during the commercial break, I was wondering what Mike was going to choose as the bump. He goes, oh, this is going to be a little more modern.
It's tasty.
It was tasty. Billie Eilish, very tasty.
Billie Eilish is a fascinating story.
Yeah.
Her and her brother.
Yeah. Yeah, they're from Ireland, right?
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
I thought she was from... they're from here, somewhere.
They're from California.
Oh, okay. Why did I think she was from Ireland, Billie Eilish?
I don't know, but she's gonna, maybe we have Irish Billie Eilish.
Say Irish Billie Eilish.
Phineas? Is that her brother's name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Finn. Phineas Eilish.
All right, so what's the story behind these two?
Irish Billie Eilish. That's very hard to say.
Whatever. He was just a, you know, amateur musician, and she was a kid with a good voice, and he's like, here, I'll write some songs for you, and...
Someday Phil Mickelson will be dancing to them.
Exactly. Someday evil Phil Mickelson will be laughing at this.
She said, get up to the computer immediately.
Get it to the computer.
We need to compose.
Does Irish Billie Eilish, like, if we have a character, do they have, like, the green hair like the real Billie Eilish?
Her whole body's green.
The whole body's green,
yeah, like
for
the
Irish?
Horse.
The horse.
Maybe I can be Irish Billie Eilish and
it'd
have
be great.
I'll have a whole YouTube channel where I just look like a Billie Eilish. With a bad fake brogue. We got to get some Billie Eilish lyrics up here. Hold on.
Billie Eilish.
Now we're on to something. We've gone down the Billie Eilish whole train.
I really don't know much about her.
You want to learn about her, Bill?
Well, let's take the moment.
I'm intrigued.
What do you want to know about her?
I don't know.
Eilish?
I remember seeing that. I was like, who is this chick? Charlotte loved her.
She came
for a while.
Out of nowhere, man.
Yeah.
Like a bolt of lightning.
Yeah.
3 40-year-old guy is talking about Eilish.
That's what it's come
from
to.
Chicago.
Yeah. What do you talk about on your show? Billie Eilish a lot. Dracula.
She's from Los Angeles.
Cigarettes.
She's 21.
Okay.
It's you know,
got all
her brother
the stats.
Helps her write music. What else you want to know? There's nothing more to it.
Okay. All right. All right. Well,
you want to know her favorite color?
No.
Oh, Bill.
It's
got
to be green.
Bill, wait a second. What? Billie Eilish is Irish American.
I told you.
Her real name is Billie Eilish Pirate Baird O'Connell.
There you go.
Fine.
All right.
American singer-songwriter who first gained recognition for 2015 for the song Ocean Eyes and became in 2020 the youngest person ever to win a Grammy for Album of the Year. That's the Billie Eilish portion of
okay,
the show.
Okay, so now you know. Now I know.
Golf clap.
Now I know.
Have you ever seen
golf
An clap. Innocent Man with Tom Selleck?
No. A film?
Yeah.
I thought you meant just in real life.
It was a 1989 American crime drama.
An Innocent Man with Tom Selleck?
Yeah, directed by Peter Yates, starring Tom Selleck's mustache.
And how did that pop onto your phone?
Well, the lead woman is Billie Eilish's mother.
Oh, she did a movie with Selleck?
She did a movie with Selleck.
Oh, so that's wow. How, that's, see?
That's how she got famous.
Well, yeah.
Selleck.
It's because of Selleck. It's because he the Selleck aura moved over.
Selleck rubbed his stash on her.
Maybe. Maybe
and
he maybe
her,
Tom
gave her Hollywood gold.
Maybe Tom Selleck is Billie Eilish's father.
What's the show that Selleck's
no,
in?
No, he
where
gives
he's
a hair from his mustache
Boston
to each
something?
Person he's in a movie with.
He's done that his entire career.
Blue Bloods, thank you, Mike. Yeah, Selleck.
He's plucked a mustache hair for every single co-actor that he's ever worked with and said, "Take this and hold it."
Put it in a baseball card holder.
Put it in one of those plastic baseball card holders.
And look at it from time to time.
No, it's very powerful. You'll stay famous for much longer than
you'll
you would
normally.
You'll
get rolls, I'm telling you. You'll get rolls.
Plant it and it will...
You'll grow a mustache tree.
You will grow a mustache tree. Yeah. In your yard.
And then people will know
and then
that we're friends.
Yes, and some of you will be lucky enough to have a career like Billie Eilish, Baird O'Connell.
Pirate Baird
O'Connell Montgomery Selleck.
He said you said put the stash in a baseball card holder.
Montgomery Selleck is my lawyer.
I could see that like at a show somewhere, like just like one
Tom
single
Selleck's,
hair.
Yeah,
and it's just like and there's like computer paper like printed out and it's like cut perfectly and it's like placed
Tom
inside
Selleck's
the
it's
Tom
mustache
Selleck's mustache hair,
1987. $300.
Yeah, somebody buy it.
Comic-Con, I'm sure it's going down.
Well, wait a second. Now we're veering into something that is much more entrepreneurial. Like, we already have John Goodman farts as an idea. Where we can celebrity farts.
I would need a DNA
maybe we
result.
Start packaging mustache hairs for very famous celebrities.
Who are known for their mustaches.
Right, exactly.
Such as Selleck and the guy from the Cowboy movies.
Sam Elliott.
Yeah, right.
Selleck.
Come on, there's lots of famous mustache guys.
Yeah, there are. Yeah,
Charlie Chaplin.
Not as many as there used to be.
No, not enough mustache stars.
No, not enough smoking, not enough mustaches.
Keith Hernandez, of course. The stashes are back. I'm seeing all these young guys with stashes now, like in their 30s.
Yeah.
They are.
John Holmes.
John Holmes had one, sure.
It always goes there, doesn't it? It always ends up in
always goes on that
in the southern valley of Southern California.
It's hot there.
The mind goes there every time.
Something in Van Nuys,
right
possibly?
Into the gutter.
You know where I'm going tomorrow night?
Where?
A little place called the White Sox game.
Oh, are you? First time out there, huh?
First time.
Who, they got Baltimore tomorrow night? They stink right now.
I know.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see what they did tonight. Did they lose again? Or they might be off tonight.
Sit in traffic for 4 hours.
That's nice. You know, the big song at my house lately that's been playing on repeat in the car.
Love Song by Tesla.
No, it's called Snake Pit by Whoa. Jake.
Jake the Snake?
I don't know if he didn't compose it. But
yeah.
It's Jake the Snake Roberts, WWF legend.
And Phineas O'Connell, Baird Pirate. Eilish?
Yes. It is. Maybe Billie Eilish could cover this. This would be amazing.
This is actually a beat she could use.
Anyway, my son Mikey is on a big wrestling craze right
Old
now.
Old school wrestlers.
Old school. Nice. Here it is. Yeah, and this has been playing, like, crank it up, Mike.
Yeah, give me some juice.
This is what I hear in my living room for about 3 hours out of the afternoon. On repeat, over and over. While my son has he has the championship WWE belt, and he's got like socks that he's pretending that he has wrapped around his neck like it's the snake, and he's like pretending that he's Jake the Snake Roberts, like he just won, you know? He's like doing the he makes me do the announcing, like announce me as the champion, and then he cranks the music real loud.
Great.
You mean you're the Gorilla Monsoon?
I'll do Gorilla Monsoon, I speak on this show a lot about how obsessive he can get about like when he's into something. Mm-hmm. So it used to be the NECA horror figures that we were buying at Target. Boom! Now it's wrestling to a giant magnitude, and for him to pick up the history of wrestling all the way up until today and know exactly what the storylines are happening is insane. Right?
You got it.
We've been watching like if they come over my place, we'll watch like an old SummerSlam or an old. WrestleMania, like that song, when Mikey got hooked on it, we watched Jake the Snake beat Andre in WrestleMania 3.
Holy Christ!
Where it's incredible when he like, what is he? Did he put Andre in a sleeper hole or something?
Well, he used to, and then he'd take the snake, and Andre was scared of the snake, and Andre, would, you know, the crowd would go nuts to see a giant run away from a man with a snake.
Mm. Yeah,
I mean this is excellent theatrical. This is Shakespearean stuff that used to happen at WWF.
It's like medieval times.
Actually, when
he also likes Dusty Rhodes.
Anyway,
oh yeah,
yeah, he's a big Dusty Rhodes fan.
We're at the point in our program, where we leave our radio listeners.
God bless.
And thank you again, radio listeners, for listening. And we transfer the second half into the program into our podcast, our exclusive podcast. If you go to hibernianradio.org or you search for iTunes at Hooli's Hooli Show, you'll find us continuing this episode right after this. Love is all around you.
Listen to that X.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
We referred to them earlier in the program. We said maybe Phil Mickelson comes out to Tesla and the Ponces sing
song.
The Ponces
sing that before the Masters next year.
Yes, and for the listeners who have no idea who the Ponces are, Google Ponce in Chicago, and it'll all start
Google
to make sense.
Google Phil Ponce.
Yeah.
Yes, and Sons.
And then stare at the picture of Phil. Solid
and then stare at the picture of Phil Mickelson.
Yep. And then go to bed.
And then put on Tesla and go to bed.
And try not to have nightmares.
That'll right. be your week.
Yeah.
The Phils.
The Phils. So before the break, I was mentioning, yeah, the wrestling is big in the household again.
Yeah.
And the obsession 1985
of it. 1985 in your house.
Well, the theatrics of it. That's what I love watching. Like, my son, like, Mike has all these wrestlers now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's probably got. Santa Claus a few years ago found a guy on eBay who was selling a box, okay?
Yeah.
And Santa showed up with a box of about 50 of these figurines. And they were all old wrestlers, right?
You got to take him to a wrestling thing.
But now Mikey's like knows who all the guys are, and he's fascinated that he has like, he's got like 50 of them or more.
Take him to WrestleMania 77.
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about taking him to Raw. WWE Raw is coming to
Where
Chicago.
Where do they do that at?
They do it at the Allstate Arena. And
actually, that would blow his mind.
No, I know, and I have a connection because Kevin.
You're a wrestler.
Well, not well, that for one. I'm an actor and a thespian.
You're a thespo.
And I've dabbled in wrestling.
I
do better with Billie Eilish jokes, but I do dabble in wrestling.
Yep.
And, they call you Twinkle Toes.
They do. Entering the ring. Patty Twinkle Toes.
Get out of here.
How come no one wants to wrestle me? I'm Patty Twinkle Toes. Don't make me pin you. I'll
Don't
stick my foot in your mouth.
I'll sprinkle fairy dust on you.
Right. Oh, I'll sprinkle fairy dust on you.
Some people had snakes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They won't let you be a guy like that anymore.
Intro music for Patty Twinkle Toes? You look like you've got Yoria.
Yeah. Penny Twinkle Joe's new wrestler.
That's the
Quiet, everyone!
That's the ending credits.
How come you're not eating your protein shakes?
That's the closeout.
Maybe Patty Twinkle Toes is like an annoyed personal trainer, right? He's just he's like a prissy personal trainer guy. Patty Twinkle, but you
bend
know,
over.
Yeah.
Touch your toes.
Yeah,
you slob.
Right.
He's like the Gordon Ramsay of personal training.
Yeah, he's like I eat kale. I'm a vegan.
Hey, you know? Kale.
But he's a wrestler.
But make him Southern.
I'd kale today.
Do whatever.
Not a big fan.
I'd kale.
Can you imagine talking to Vince McMahon about that? Well, we're going to make him like a vegan that everybody hates, and you know.
Do you want him British or Southern, Vince? Right,
yeah, Vince is going, well, what's the day to tell us I'm British or Southern on a kale-loving, twinkle-toed wrestler? are there any metrics that tell us that this could be a hit?
Yeah. You know?
Go all Southern.
Right. Well, yeah. When all else fails, put a Southern accent on old Patty Twinkle Toes. Is he going to be evil? We're going to make him a bad guy? Yeah. Definitely have to have him be Southern.
Call Phil Mickelson. See what he says.
Call Phil Mickelson and see if he can get some training lessons on.
Maddie, can we get Phil Mickelson on the line?
Vince McMahon could get Phil Mickelson on the line in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Mickelson be like, what? I guarantee you, if Vince McMahon was like, hey, Mickelson, will you come to WrestleMania and let Patty Twinkle Toes body slam you for $1 million, Mickelson would be all over it.
Mickelson would say, I'll be there in 20 minutes.
He'd say, summon the jet, Vince.
Some are the Ubers.
Right.
Yeah. But you said you have a connection?
Who's your connection to the WWF?
WWE. Ooh. Which actually was just acquired by William Morris Endeavor Group.
Right, I saw
that. So they're handing out cigarettes now.
Well, now Ari Emanuel owns the WWE with Vince McMahon.
Wait, actually, I thought the WWE and the UFC just merged.
Yeah, they own the UFC too. They're all under the William Morris Endeavor banner.
Oh, pretty amazing. You meant Philip Morris, the cigarette giant.
Well, they're almost as big at this point from a media stage.
They should fight.
They should fight.
William and Morris versus Philip Morris.
All employees, like Braveheart.
All employees, like Braveheart. Yeah, everyone. Philip.
Corporate fights.
Corporate fights. They all look like Braveheart. It's like everyone works for William Morris on one side.
Everyone for Philip Morris is wearing a red Marlboro team.
Oh, the Philip Morris team would kill him, I think. I don't know.
It'd be a good one, man.
Stronger. I saw a guy wearing a Marlboro hat yesterday at this.
Did you give him a nod and a wink?
Well, first of all, it was actually the best. It's terrible that I say this, but it was so right. It's the Marlboro logo.
Yeah.
And it was like a snapback. And on the back of it, it just says death with the Marlboro logo.
Nice.
Oh, and
yeah.
It was like the Marlboro colors.
Okay.
I was like, ooh.
So it was like some hipster thing.
I must get 100 compliments a day on this hat.
100 a day, huh, sir? Wow.
He's a bartender.
Here's what we'll do. We'll make a hat that cigarette lovers will be attracted to, but it'll have a very politically correct message on
it. Yeah, we'll make it hipstery.
Cigarettes kittle. We'll make it hipstery.
Yep.
And we'll donate the money to the Billie Eilish Foundation.
So People who smoke know it kills them. They don't care.
So if I was in one of the, you know, if we were fighting like a Braveheart scene, I would have, like, those would be our uniforms.
Yeah,
I'd be like the Marlboro logos, but they would say death to all.
You know, I'd be on a moped with two machetes in my hands.
A moped with two machetes.
Back to wrestling.
Yes.
Yeah. My connection, you asked me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Kevin Egan. Kevin Egan, who's originally from Ireland, who came over here to Chicago as a young kid.
Yes.
He worked for the Chicago Fire, right?
The soccer team.
Yeah, he worked for their club, and he was like an intern, and he worked in their broadcasting team.
Did he have connections there?
And he called the games. Then he went to go work.
Wow.
Yeah, now he's the new voice of Monday Night Raw.
Oh,
yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's a big gig.
Except he calls himself Kevin. The WWE changed his name. Kevin Patrick, you know? And he's the Irish guy.
Yo, you're Irish, we're going to call you Kevin Patrick.
Yeah, but he's more like the Mean Gene Okerlund. He's an Irish guy.
Can he be Southern?
Oh, yeah, but he's part of the storylines, you know? Because he's a preppy guy, you know, and they're all like, shut up, Irish boy. Yeah. You know?
Uh-huh. Wait, does he have a brogue or no?
Yeah, he has a brogue.
Oh, okay, good for him.
But he was actually on one of our shows years ago.
Oh, nice.
So, like, I kind of loosely know him.
Let's have him back on.
We should. But I'm like, hey, maybe I get tickets to Raw and I'd be able to bring Mike and message that guy since he's going to be there that night.
Just sneak up behind him and put
I'd be like, hey, can we come down and get a picture with you in the ring? You know?
Oh.
At the end of the event.
And Mike wants to bring his buddy,
He'd
right?
He'd say no.
I don't know. He might. I don't know. This is a call to Kevin Egan. Like,
Where's he from? There's a picture what does he do? Where did he grow up? What's his address?
it's all available online.
Come on, start digging.
Yeah. No, I'm hoping. I'm friends with him.
Has he
ever
heard "Love Song" by Tesla?
I'm sure.
The live version or studio?
That's a different dive.
That's a difficult.
So when is Raw coming here to Chicago?
It's like April 20 something. Like
you better get tickets now.
Oh, I know.
How much are tickets today?
They're like $300 or $400.
But go nosebleed.
I am going. Nosebleeds are like $25.
Done.
Yeah, and I heard it's a great time.
Bring a sandwich in your
My son Mike is like, what kind of seats are we gonna get? I'm like,
Either you want to go or you don't.
We'll go and check it out, see what it's like.
We went that one time.
We did.
Friday night's main events, we used to go.
We went one time. We won the tickets.
Yeah.
Good to go when we were kids.
I told my kids for this game tomorrow, I'm like, we got seats right behind home plate. And they're like, wow.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. They're not impressed yet.
Section 500, right above.
Those are still
right
good.
Up there.
Right behind home plate, though.
Those are still good.
It's great. You see everything.
I don't think kids care that much about it. They like
they prefer being higher
they
up.
They like the experience. They just like being there. Like, so they're not snobby about where they're sitting yet.
No.
And I've never been that way either, I guess.
So plus, now they have the net going. They complain about the net.
Yeah.
On the first level.
Oh, yeah, because, it's not in their way. Oh, they do have the net in their way?
Yeah, for, rogue bats and such. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so they're not going to get any souvenirs thrown at them.
They just need to put a tough southern bat boy down there to catch those things.
They should. I haven't been to the park yet. Prepare your wallet, Clay, because that's probably going to be a very expensive afternoon.
Well, after all the stomach issues we've been having, we're going to take it easy on the crappy
food eating,
hot dogs and all that.
Oh, that's probably a smart play.
We might eat on the way there.
There you go.
Yeah.
There, now you're thinking.
Yep.
Who's going? Just you and the boys?
And I'll spend $200 on my food.
You going to get one of those 9-foot-long habanero dogs they got at Comiskey now?
If it's 9 feet going in, it's going to be 9 feet coming out.
You should take him to Rick and Benny's. Those kids ever been to Rick and Benny's? They'd like
I
that.
I should take him there. That's a good idea, bro.
Yeah.
It is. Are the Bulls going to make the play? Like, what's going on? They won a weird win-out game yesterday?
Yeah,
I stopped following them.
Off. Now they have to play again in Miami. They have to win that. And then
that's a one-off, too?
That's a one-off.
Why is there all these one-offs?
It's like a new thing they started doing in the NBA a couple years ago, but I guess it's really like...
One-offs.
It's only if it gets to that point. Like, they had, like, what, four teams tie almost or something? Is that why they have to do these one-offs?
So it's like the play-in game that they have for baseball.
Correct.
But you have to win more than one playoff game? Or play-in?
No, like, I think it was for... I don't...
Bill, to answer your question, no. The Bulls will not do anything significant.
You don't. If they win, they got to play Milwaukee. That's going to be, like,
and then that
impossible.
Would be a series, like a 5-game series?
Yes, that would be a 5-game series.
Well, yeah, that's going to be a disaster.
Where it'll probably only go
Bill,
3.
Bill, Patty, what do you got going over there?
I'm looking at pictures of Timothy Chalamet.
Who's that in the swimming pool?
I'm looking at
No.
Kylie Jenner.
Oh, what's she doing? She's going for a swim?
It looks like her and Chalamet are an item of some kind.
You just went from whatever Bill was talking about to Chalamet.
Well, because it was boring me, and Chalamet was calling my eyeballs.
You got horny for Chalamet?
A little bit twinkle toesky for Chalamet.
Petty twinkle toes. Yeah.
How did you come up with your wrestling image? It's a little bit Timothy Chalamet, a little bit Body by Jake, and a little bit me.
Yep.
Together, that makes Petty Twinkle Toes. Personal trainer, kale-eating vegan. Yeah. I will wrestle anyone.
Or anything.
Or anything. A bear. A cocaine bear.
Do you wrestle?
A cocaine muskrat.
A cocaine dealer?
A meth rat. A cocaine dealer. Jake the Snake Roberts. Billy Eilish. Phil Mickelson.
These you make wrestlers wrestle.
The Easter Bunny. I kill them all. I take them all out.
These you make wrestlers wrestle cocaine dealers.
Mm-hmm. But
I'm sure that's happened in real life.
Happens every night.
Yeah. Ask Ric Flair. I'm sure he's wrestled a cocaine dealer.
One quick question. Who the hell is Timothy Chalamet?
He's an actor.
Is he from France?
I don't think so.
He's from England.
He's been everywhere in the last few years.
But how are you?
Well, he sucks.
Yeah, okay.
Him and Damon can both,
So what, were you just checking out?
He's like a boy. He's like not that old.
He's like a boy.
Well, you can't... take a little bit of a character of your wrestler who's supposed to be a man and integrate someone who looks like a boy.
He can't.
I don't agree with the Chalamet part of your character. And Vince, my vote on this board is no. I say no to Petty Twinkle Toes. This damn sport was built around athletes for years, and this man wants to come in and pretend to be half Chalamet, half whatever.
Fine,
it's ridiculous.
We'll
it's an absolute no.
Then go Tim Werewolf.
He offered me a Tom Selleck hair when he came in the room as some sort of bizarre currency.
Bizarre bribe.
Spouting things about Irish Billie Eilish and whatever the hell else. The man is lunacy.
How many hairs could you get out of Selleck's mustache? Like 300?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a Bosley question.
Dr. Katona.
What's his thread count?
Yeah, I wonder what Selleck's thread count is. Hey, what's his mustache thread count?
It's like, hey, how many can we produce this week? I mean, can we get, like, I know, and then you have to explain to people, it takes 6 weeks for us to get a full stash.
For him to grow one in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we can only produce,
I can't believe,
you know, 300 of, you know, every 6 weeks.
John Gubin parts and Selleck hairs are...
Gold. Yeah, these are completely... Instagram. These are items that can be sold on Alibaba or Instagram.
Only on Alibaba.
I know you guys. You guys started making celebrity farts and mustache hairs and selling them all over the Chinese market. You became millionaires.
All over Alibaba.
I hope you're proud of yourself. I do admire your work ethic. It's nuts.
It's nuts.
But I'm going to acquire you soon.
Can we get the average number of hairs in a human mustache?
I think Mike was just looking it up.
What's
for
that?
Us. But
361.
There's no actual real data.
What are you talking about?
We'll find out the answer to that question after this commercial.
There's a whole mustache industry.
Sure there is.
That's true. How many single hairs on a fake mustache?
The answer when we get back!
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolies. Stay tuned.
Hey, listeners. I know we don't talk about finance much on this show, outside maybe the amazing Bitcoin the Musical, which we currently have in development. But I do want to take a moment and tell you about two brothers who make this show possible and why you should consider having an honest conversation with them about the future of your finances. Mike and Dan Madden are the brains behind Madden Funds. They've been lifelong friends to Bill Clay and me, and we entrust the Maddens with our money and the precious donations of our listeners so we don't let outrageous ideas get the best of us. And you should too. Do yourself a favor and reach out to Dan or Mike Madden today to book a consultation on the future of your finances. If you have questions about your financial future or current situation, give them a call. The number is 708-848-3200. Again, that number is 708-848-3200. Or you can visit their website, Madden Funds, at www.maddenfunds.com. Again, www.maddenfunds.com.
Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan here with some exciting news. We're now recording our Hibernian radio show live on Wednesday nights at Big Corner Tavern in North Riverside, where this cozy pub sits on the corner of Cermak and First Avenue at 8405 West Cermak. Everybody's invited to join us at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays for an hour of fun, live interviews of our Irish first responders, music, Irish obits, jokes, ribaldry, and visits to Hooletown. Big thanks for this opportunity go out to our friends Julie Shea and Tim Justice, proprietors of Big Corner Tavern, and our hosts who prepare the delicious food and sumptuous drinks while we honor our Irish first responders each week on HibernianRadio.org and Global Irish Radio. BCT is a terrific pub, and Julie and Tim acquired it about 4 years ago after publican stints at Duffy's Tavern. Her dad, Jerry Shea, is a retired Chicago cop who did 30 years in a job, most of it working out of the 18th District. Julie and Tim met and fell in love at Doc Ryan's for the fix's sake. Great people, great pub, great times to be had at Big Corner Tavern. Tell them Hooli sent you.
And we're back.
Ooh.
Go to Big Corner like that. Yeah, we're right back in it. Before the break.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Before the break, we left our listeners with one question to ponder is, what's the average hair count on a mustache? And this is the average count on an American male mustache. All right.
Does it say American male? It just says.
Well, I don't know. Yes, I wonder if there's more, and like Egyptian men have more hairs, something like that. But
we're talking Selig.
Well, a Selig-haired mustache would probably be somewhere between 10,000 and 20,000 hairs on a man's face, and the average mustache has 600. Oh.
Ooh.
So a Selig could be somewhere around
7 or 8.
10,000?
No. That's for the whole face.
Oh, on the whole face. Yeah. You're right.
Selig's probably in the 800 range because his has, you know, he's got a nice one.
Yeah. I mean, yes, like.
Very much
but, like,
so.
Do you think a guy like Jackie Chan could have 600 mustache hairs?
Absolutely
I don't.
Not.
I don't see, like, a lot of, like, Asian men don't get, like, a ton of hair on their face.
I couldn't have 600.
You know?
There's plenty of men.
Oh, the average. So maybe there is a guy out there who's got, you know, 1,200 and somebody who's got 2. And that's how they, you know, it's a law of averages. You know?
Well, I
there's
know
someone
for,
who has 2, one on each side.
Like Mick Mars, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Mick Mars' stash?
Oh, yeah. I guess Mick Mars is
catfish, like a little catfish stash.
I saw a guy walking down the street today who had no face. Like
no
like,
face.
No.
He had no face?
He had
I've
no.
seen that guy. he's Satan.
Yeah. He had no hair. Like on his face and then on his neck. He had a full neck beard that like he grew out long and he like combed it down that it like it was so it was like he had his shirt open, but it was like the hair like went into
all
his
straight
chest.
Neck hair.
It was the weirdest thing I've
neck
ever
hair.
Yep.
You should have shook his hand, Bill.
He saw me staring at him. He saw me give a good look. I was at a red light. I was looking over, I was like standing and he like looked over.
You should have just touched your neck and go like you were thinking.
Like, how long?
Stroke your neck.
Yeah, why? Why?
Why? Stroke your neck. Why?
Why are you doing this?
The guy turns and goes, I'm a wrestler. You go, okay.
I'm Twinkle Toes.
No, they didn't. The board disagreed on Twinkle Toes, Patty. And
they went with neck hair Gomez.
They went for neck beard Billy.
Neck hair Gomez? Well, I was in Little Village when I saw this, so yeah, it could be possible.
Absolutely.
Sure, anything's possible on
That'd
this program.
That'd be a great fight, Twinkle Toes Houlihan versus Neckbeard Gomez.
It's next year's next WrestleMania.
Yeah.
We laugh about
next
coming up.
Next year's presidential election.
Yeah. We laugh about coming up, yes, right? Who's running? Neckbeard Billy and Twinkle Toes Pat. Oh, yeah, them again. I wish the party would come up with someone new.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be crazy if all of a sudden just people Whoa. Were running for office and just took on different names when they ran for office? Like they were popes of some kind, you know?
Or they did something weird with their face.
The way that celebrities
like grow
do
a
now.
Neck beard.
Well, the celebrities, have you noticed now that
two mustache hair?
There's more celebrities now that have just made, like, Machine Gun Kelly. You know, that's the guy, you know?
He stole that from the real
Machine Gun Jack McGurn. Yeah,
sure,
yeah.
But I mean, there used to be less, like, Cher was a big deal as a one-named celebrity, right?
Cher, Madonna.
Madonna, Prince.
The Weeknd.
Yeah, now,
that's not a
now
name.
Everybody.
That's a band.
No, it's a guy.
Weeknd is a guy.
No, his name is Dave.
Sure it is.
What's the real name of the man of the Weeknd?
The Weeknd is not a name. I won't accept that.
All right, so what were you getting to? You have something there you want to share with us, it looks like.
I was looking at, like, you know, this Pete Davidson is always in the news, okay?
Yeah, let's have a good publicist.
Yeah, too much Zuck is reporting about the how endowed he is all the time.
Who gives a damn?
Many people.
No one does.
Kim Kardashian and Ariana Grande and Kate Beckinsale all know about it.
Yeah. Who cares?
Anyway, he's got, like, some new show out. But I was looking at the names of the
people. Oh, here's the name.
Yeah, he's got a new show.
The name of the Weeknd is Abel Tesfaye.
Abel Tesfaye?
Okay, there you go.
Because of
how many mustache hairs does he have?
Yes.
I'd say the Weeknd's probably got about 500.
He's got about
trivia question.
Yeah, he's got about 450.
Abel Tesfaye, go!
Right.
Oh, 601, Mike Ryan. Yes.
I'd say 450. He's on the lower end.
All right, what's going on about this Davidson guy? I mean, you're on Zuck.
No, what I was saying is that there's more celebrities.
There's got to be more.
I'm looking at this guy's new
spicy
movie.
Spicy news than that.
I don't like going. Yeah, there's way more spicy news, but I don't want to touch it because
entertainment wise.
No, this is all they report on, and I don't understand any of these people. I don't know who anybody is. It's like look at this new show.
We got into a heated discussion on our phones about the Seagal Van Damme debate.
We did recently.
Who would win in a fight?
The cast of the names was this new ensemble cast consists of Chase, Joe Pesci, Charlie Day, Ray Romano, Machine Gun Kelly, Jadakiss, Cameron, and more. Like, everyone's just something, like, you know,
one name.
Jadakiss was a singer from the 90s, right?
I don't know.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
Jadakiss.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
That's what I thought. Jadakiss.
Well, no, that was Jodeci.
I love Jodeci.
Mm-hmm.
Jodeci or Jadakiss.
What it's called? Are
you a Jadakiss or a Jodeci fan?
You might not expect. I'm a huge Jodeci fan. I love coaching Little League. I've been working at the same job for 15 years, and I love Jodeci.
And I listen to him every Saturday afternoon
for an hour.
Quiet, everybody. It's just my hour of Jodeci. Trying to concentrate and meditate. Can everyone just close your doors, please, while I turn it up?
Yeah, it makes you.
I'm gonna burn a little incense. I'm gonna, you know.
I'm gonna smoke some pot.
I'm gonna use some medicinal stuff, and I'm gonna dance and pray. It's around the living room.
First thing I'm gonna do is lock the door.
Right. Yeah. I'm gonna put on a little Phil Mickelson gear, and
I'm gonna watch Phil Mickelson highlights.
I'm gonna stretch.
Put on a little Jodeci and stretch.
Have a wonderful day.
I think that's how we end the show.
That sounds amazing, actually.
What a whack job episode this one was.
It's spring. It's here.
Yeah.
It's bubbling.
It's fertility.
It's fertility. It's spring. It's bubbling. It's making all of us the insane things come out. Yes.
Yep.
For our listeners, if you've enjoyed the last hour, you can find archives. You go to hibernianradio.org.
Right.
Org. Or you can go to iTunes and search for Hooli's Hooli Show.
Do that.
Or you can go to Global Irish Radio.
Mm.
We're on that too.
That's worldwide.
Thank you to our sponsors again. That's the Big Corner Tavern. Go see Tim and Julie Justice.
Mm-hmm.
Fox's Beverly Pizza. Flood Brothers Disposal. Madden Funds. And Guinness Irish Stout. Oh, we're going out a little Temple of the Dog.
Yeah, Temple of the Dong.
That's right.
I Gone Hung. What's the name of this song? Hunger Strike?
Hunger
Strike.
Correct.
Until next week.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of decadence. But I can't feed on the powerless when my cup's already overfilled. Yeah. But it's on the table, the fire's cooking, and the farming.